You find yourself on the precipice of understanding, then question what that actually means. You're lost, but you've been here the whole time. You've already entered the scary zone.
This is the call from Tyler in Qualicum Beach that got the whole thing started.
I was standing outside about 10 to 5. All of a sudden, didn't see anything. There was no lightning, didn't see no sparks, no fire. All at once, this massive boom that shook the ground I was standing on. And then about 10 minutes later, every emergency vehicle in the area was here. And then about half hour after that, they were all gone. Just drove by where it should have been, and there's nothing there. See, I'm starting to think that it's a phenomenon that's been happening around the world. People will hear these gigantic booms that shake the ground, but there's nothing there.
So what's causing them then?
That's the part everybody's still trying to figure out. Some people say underground mining. Some people say secret test aircraft flying above at supersonic speeds.
So it's time to throw on our detective hat and dive a little bit deeper into this. Now, Marion, you're in Black Creek. You've been hearing these too?
Yeah, like 3 days ago. Like, I'm sitting on the couch and all of a sudden you'll hear boom, right? And the dog will start freaking out. But I've been here for 8 years and I hear it at random times. And I don't know where the heck it's coming from. Like, doesn't seem anybody's working.
Have you ever called, like, the fire department or police to report it and ask them what's going on?
No, I've never even thought about it. Well, you know, I'm out in the bush, right? So I figure that maybe someone's working on their property, or thought maybe it was the farmers blasting stumps or something, or...
Marmots? Okay, Marion, I promise I will get to the bottom of this.
So there's got to be other people out here that have heard it. I don't talk to my neighbors much, so I never ask anybody.
Okay, well, with the magic of editing, we can ask pretty much almost anyone instantly. So, Carol, do you have any idea what these are?
I'm wondering if it's the airport scaring birds off the tarmac.
Hey, that could be an option.
Yeah, because our airport does that. Oh, I've heard it out at our airport.
In Campbell River?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's that, because it's heard far and wide, all the way from Black Creek to Qualicum Beach and in and around, possibly even on the other side of the island, too. Now, Dan, you have an idea? What do you think it is?
How about go to the main road and find out if they're blasting beaver dams that were made over this summer?
Wait. So someone just actually goes around and blows them to smithereens?
Yeah, because if you don't, what's going to happen is in the fall, all the water's going to start building up really bad and it's going to start flooding.
Okay, so first off, that would be, you know, a terrible pain in the ass if you're a beaver.
Yeah.
Secondly, that sounds like one of the most fun jobs in the entire world.
Yeah, but it would be a blast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There it is. All right. Rob, can you believe it, man? This guy's saying you can actually go around and blow up beaver dams. Which, I'm upset because why didn't my guidance counselor tell me I could be blowing up beaver dams for a living?
What job would you like? I'd like to be blowing up beaver dams. There was a huge beaver dam that had a wonderful pond going on behind it. But it didn't blow up. There's some guy just down manually taken out. That's no fun.
No, you got to get the explosives
involved.
Yeah,
you just get soaked.
Yeah.
Explosives are the way to go.
Yeah, no kidding. That'd be fine. Although, you know what? I guess that really doesn't help the housing crisis for the beavers either, then, does it?
No, not really.
Seriously, though, poor beavers. But, Russ, you are an explosives expert, right?
Well, I used to be in the military, and my job there was explosive disposal, right? So that's what I did. I was in the bomb guys.
So you've heard about these mystery explosions, then, and just sort of how it's making everyone a little freaky.
I've been the same way. It's unsettling when you hear a detonation, and you go, oh, my God, where was that, right? That sounded really close. But we've had so many days lately where the cloud cover has been very low. If you have a blast, and let's face it, the logging companies are always popping something. If you do something like that, the sound can travel for miles and miles and miles.
Okay, but what about the ones that are at like 5 in the morning or overnight type of thing?
Well, I wouldn't think 5 in the morning would be reasonable to think it was loggers. It's more likely at 5 in the morning you're looking at fireworks this time of year.
Okay, so not only is the mystery not solved yet, but now there's fireworks shows happening I'm not being invited to? Come on, this is like the worst day in my life. Okay, we got to put an end to this. Dan, what is that blasting, man?
That blasting you're hearing is the logging company's blasting to build roads.
Are you sure on that?
I'm 100% positive.
Because you know, these people are saying that are calling in with these reports saying that, yeah, they've heard them at like 5 in the morning at like...
Oh, yes. Yep, they work 24-7, the road builders.
Oh, well, that sort of kind of takes a lot of the mystery out of it.
Yeah, no, I like a friend of mine, he's a logger, and he's out at like 5 o'clock in the morning and they're building roads.
Well, that's definitely a good way to wake up in the morning, isn't it? Blasting a bunch of rock?
Oh, hell yeah.
You awake one morning. This morning, and blink 2 times in succession. How did I know that? The same way I know that you've already entered the Scary Zone.
Mornings with Big Ginger.
All day I'm itchy. Like, I don't enjoy the aftermath.
Big Ginger on 98.9 The Guts, the Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.